Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Transformational Tuesdays, where everyday choices can transform your life. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I'm here with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Call 516-418-5651 at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time with your questions and let Elisa guide you into transformation. We'll take your calls for the next 30 minutes at 516-418-5651. So sit back and prepare yourself for the real deal.
Hello, can you hear me? We're having some technical difficulties this morning, so we're trying to see if Mary can get on the line. So give us a few. Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. All right, I'm going to take a minute to get into your energy, and then you can ask a question afterwards. I just want to see what's going on with you.
Perfect.
I feel there's a lot of inspiration around you, and there's this opening of opportunity that's coming to you, and I see that you're taking a big step in the right direction. You understand that?
Yes.
So follow through with, okay, Spirit's telling me sometimes you take two steps forward and one step back. Follow through with your steps. Follow through.
Okay.
Because I think you're doubting or questioning something.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
You're going to start to see, I don't know why I'm hearing the word provisions. There's some provisions that you're processing through or taking into account. And you have the grasp on all your ideas to put into place, but there's provisions. I don't know if others are going to put provisions on what you want to do. There's part of
okay.
that you'll work through them and come to some sort of agreement. Does that make sense?
Probably, because I don't know exactly where it's going to lead me. It's spiritual work.
I feel like where you're headed, it's a really good opportunity. I just see maybe there's going to be provisions, maybe some kind of guidelines that you're going to have to follow in order to execute
okay.
your ideas and your gifts, but it's still going to work
okay.
out as a benefit for you and be good. It just might feel like they're putting restrictions on you somehow, but it's only temporary until they really see what you're doing, okay? Because there's something that,
okay.
that sometimes people don't always understand your
right.
Your minute until you're asked.
Do you think it's family or is it people I would work for?
Wait, repeat the first part again.
Do you think it's family or do you think that would be people that I would be working for?
Oh my gosh, I feel like it might be people you're working for.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Okay, but it's a
mm-hmm.
it's a really good opportunity. So I just say stay with it. Do you have a question for
okay.
me?
I really was just going to ask what kind of guidance my loved ones, teachers, or masters would have for me for this process.
Oh, my gosh, girl, you have so much. You have so many internal gifts. You know what I've noticed? Okay, this is interesting because when we open the show, I'm usually, like, explaining, like, what's going on. But there are so many heightened, awakened, even younger children right now that are starting to come seek help and guidance. And there's this knowing that we all hold within ourselves that's being awakened on such a deep, magical level right now, even for the ones that really don't understand it.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing inside of you. It's not, it's almost like validation is more key for you. It's not so much that you need to have the guidance to go. It's about listening and trusting the soul self that you're on that path. And then as the others, the masters and people that show up along the way, they are going to give you a nudge to say, keep going, because you're doing a really good job. Get that?
Yeah.
Okay, so trust yourself. You're learning how to trust yourself. And because you are so heightened in yourself, you've done a lot of soul work. It's just about fine-tuning through the doubt, which I understand very well. Sometimes, I still question certain things until, then all of a sudden volition shows up and you're like, I don't even know why I was questioning it. It's learning to trust yourself and going forward with yourself.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Because then I think, is it my ego? Is that is it not really happening? Is it my ego doing this? And I don't want that to happen, so that's why I question, I think.
Well, ego is the expectation. Your ego is what you think how it should be. And
when you
surrender to the spiritual, when you surrender into your spiritual truth or you're trusting yourself, it's pretty much walking every day and every second of your life in faith and just trusting that the journey is going to guide you exactly where you need to be.
Right. And I've heard not to listen to anybody else, that my way is going to be completely different. So don't look to others for how they do it, that mine is going to come differently.
It's so your way, your unique self. We're all unique, and we all, you could have the same title, but all of us go on the journey on our own path. And that's what people are starting to learn, is there's not just one way. It's the self way. It's the way that aligns with you and your truth. And how you're going through that journey to receive all of the that you truly are inside of you. It's not about anybody else. The thing that I would suggest to you is if you're questioning something, ask yourself the question. Write down the answer from your knowing, and then you go and ask others. And they will, say whatever or not say whatever, and it doesn't matter, because the truth will always align when it's the truth. And if it's not the truth, then it will feel like it's a resistance inside of yourself.
Okay,
that's a good way to, when you get that technical with your gifts and you understand how to maneuver the energy frequencies, you can fine-tune by knowing what feels flow and free.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah,
I hope
you
that helps.
Much. It does.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Can I ask who this is?
Yes. I was just taking off speakerphone. This is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you?
Good. You're a little muted, but I can hear you.
So I hear you're wavering. And there's some choices that are being made. And you're kind of wavering between your choices and understanding which path you want to take for yourself. I see you asking people what they think is all that you need to take a step back and start to others.
Start to what?
Sometimes I feel like you should step back a little bit yourself instead of questioning others what they think is real.
Okay.
Because it distracts you from your, because I think you're going right path for yourself, and then you ask somebody and they're like, no, I don't do that or do your idea, and then it gets kind of put on the back burner and you were heading in the right direction, but you kind of, you're scared, like, what if it doesn't work out? What if I'm wrong? Do you understand?
Yeah, definitely. And then I forget what my original idea was in the first place.
Well, your original idea, yes. Stick with what you know to be your truth. When we ask others, they saying, well, I really want, you know, to decorate my, and then someone else comes in and says, no, I think you should use these curtains to get this fabric, and it's nothing that you even wanted, and even though it might look nice, it still isn't what you know to be your truth. So then you kind of feel disappointed. And it's about not being disappointed. It's about doing what you know to be your truth and stay and trust yourself. We're all learning how to trust ourselves right now.
Mm-hmm.
The internal compass, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does that help you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Okay. So stick with your ideas. You know, there's not really a wrong way when you stand in your knowing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just you. It's something that it's just kind of walking by faith, and people really don't understand how to do that. So walk by faith and trust it. Okay, trust the process. Even though it doesn't show up when we want it to, it does eventually. And then you understand looking back why you had to wait so long or why it took so long or why. And other people might say, well, if you had listened to me, it wouldn't have done that. But, no, it's not about other people. Active is learning that right now. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
So have a good day.
Okay, you too. Have a great week.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's
Hello? Hello?
Thank you for listening to Transformational Tuesday with intuitive healer, Elisa Nicole. Every Tuesday, Elisa gives mini readings to callers at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Visit beunique.org to learn about all our episodes and podcasts. That's beunique.org. If you want to schedule a one-on-one visit with Elisa, text or call her at 407-432-7088. Again, that's 407-432-7088. I'm your host, Mary Brotherton, and I am grateful that you called today.